Stunden, Cherie, Cherie, Cherie. Unsere Liebe war schön, so schön. Merci, Cherie. Sei nicht traurig, muss ich auch von dir gehen. Adieu, adieu, adieu. Deine Tränen tun weh, so weh, so weh. Unser Traum fliegt dahin, dahin. Merci, Cherie. Weine nicht, auch das hat so seinen Sinn. Schau nach vorn, nicht zurück. Zwingen kann man kein Glück, denn kein Meer ist so wild wie die Liebe, die Liebe allein. Nur die kann so sein. So sein, merci, merci, merci für die Stunden, Cherie, Cherie, Cherie. Unsere Liebe war schön, so schön, merci, Cherie. So schön, so schön, merci, chérie. So schön, merci, chérie, merci.
Dobar dan, dragi slušalci, evo pozdravljamo vas opet iz arene, Esprit arene iz Düsseldorfa, u Nemačkoj, gde se upravo odvija treća generalna proba i upravo je pre jedno pola sata naša Nina pevala, Derek Mooney, i ja sam upravo upoznala, da upotrebim treći put u reč, divnog kolegu koji radi isto radio emisiju iz Irske. E, Irska će biti današnji gost Ritma popodneva, jer oni imaju tu situaciju, imaju jednog pevača sa dve pobede, odnosno tri pobede, dva puta je nastupao, treći put imao pesmu. Juče smo pominjali Johnnya Logana, pa smo pominjali da nam treba neki, da ovdje ima raznih stručnjaka koji znaju u dan i u detalj i u poen svakog izvođača. E, našli smo sve to i to u irskoj delegaciji. Za to vreme slušamo pobednički i dalje pesme Eurovizije. To nam je bio cilj. Ovo je bila iz 66. prelepa pesma koja je predstavljala Austriju, Merci. I sada slušamo dalje pesmu da ja skupim moje divne goste. U sredu studiju, pardon, imam još i ovo da vam kažem, u studiju u Beogradu su Srđan Đorić i Veselin Maldaner. Pardon, veliki pozdrav.
I wonder if one day that you say that you care. If you say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there, like a puppet on a string. Love is just like a merry-go-round, with all the fun of the fair. One day I'm feeling down on the ground, then I'm up in the air. Are you leading me on? Tomorrow will you be gone? I wonder if one day that you say that you care. You say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there, like a puppet on a string. I may win on a roundabout, then I'll lose on the swings. In or out, there is never a doubt, just who's pulling the strings. I'm all tied up in you. Yes, say you love me madly, I gladly be there like a puppet on a string. I wonder if one day that you say that you care. If you say you love me madly, I gladly be there like a puppet on a string. Like a puppet on a string.
One, two, three, four. I can hear myself. I can't hear music. Yeah, one, two, three.
Beso.
Maybe you don't hear the music, do you?
Canto a la mañana que ve mi juventud y al sol que día a día nos trae nueva inquietud. Que me ha visto crecer y canto al día en que sentí el amor. Andando por la vida aprendí esta canción.
Wait one second, 2 seconds. Da li smo u živo programu? Yes, we are now live on air.
Oh my goodness.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Katharina.
Thank you so much for being my guest.
Well, I'm delighted. It's an unusual experience for me being a guest.
Why?
Because I normally interview people.
He's
so
normally the center himself.
It's unusual. But really? It's interesting in such a fantastic venue.
Yes.
As the one we're in right now. I've never seen anything so big in all my life, I don't think.
Really?
Yeah, and so many press and journalists and media types from all over the world. They must have nothing to do.
How popular is the Eurovision in Serbia?
Serbia is very popular. I think in every country has their own population. But we don't have a situation like you. And only God can send you here. I talked about Ireland yesterday.
Oh. Yeah.
And only you have Johnny Logan with 2 winners,
mm-hmm.
when he was singing 1 song. This year they will not be scroll like this, and many years in the future. It is interesting.
That Johnny Logan won the contest twice?
Twice and won.
And
won. Johnny Logan.
Johnny Logan is actually back in Dublin at the moment, and he's around. He's still working very much, very, very strong. Johnny Logan won the Eurovision Song Contest in 1980, 1987, and he wrote the winner, Why Me, for Linda Martin in 1992.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Do you know to sing What's Another Year?
I've been waiting such a long time, looking out for you, but you're not here. What's another year?
For someone who's been waiting, what's another year? I can't hit the high, I don't think Johnny can hit the high notes anymore either.
But please let me translate to our audience. Dragi slušatelji, imamo dva divna ovde gosta iz televizije, radio televizije Irske, njihova delegacija je u pitanju, Derek Mooney i Martin Jones. Martin Jones je u stvari Eurovision fan, jedan od većih, to je onaj čovjek koji zna tačno da kaže šta se desilo u kom trenutku, znao i dopeva svaku pesmu, pa će vam i to iskoristiti. A dragi Derek je kolega koji akorad isto radi emisiju koja ja, i vrlo sam onako čuto osjećaj, jer sad mora onda bude ispitivan, evo pevao je, a i da ne znam da smo ga uvukli u to mi iz radio Beograda. Naravno, prvo se nameće pitanje o Johnny Logan, ja verujem da ste razumeli svi o čemu se radi, on je dva puta pobedio svojom, tri puta praktično svojom pesmom, izvinite, dva puta pevao i na kraju smo otpeli pesmu koju su prvi, s kojom je prvi put pobedio. Pocnali, to je ta. Večeras naša Nina sa pesmom Čaroban, mnogo je slatka, udarila je trema, moram da vam kažem, zato sve obavestite vaše rođake po zemljama koje učestvuju inače večeras. Budite sa nama, budite i uz Radio Beograd, ja imat ćemo ovako jedan lep prenos, vidite da mi ovde i pevamo. I glasajte, zamolite sve da glasaju. E sad da vratimo se našim divnim gostima da vidimo šta je to ostavilo na njih utisak ove godine ili inače. For you, what is the most beautiful song of, winner song of Eurovision, dear Martin?
This year or any year?
Any year.
I'll actually go back. I'm showing my age now. It's from 1972. It's Vicky Leandros with a song called Après Toi, which won for...
You know to sing.
Après toi, je ne veux la de vivre. I'm sorry, my French is terrible.
Come what may.
That's the English version.
I know, but well, I just thought it.
Yeah, very good.
Be bilingual.
Yeah, that was the contest was held in Edinburgh, in Scotland that year, and Vicky Leandros, of course, went on to have a very big career, especially in Germany, and she's still going very strong today. So that was my favorite Eurovision song.
To je ovo divna informacija o Vicky Leandros, da, to jeste jedan od najljepših pesama. A to je ono vrijeme kada se ta pesma, bilo dva radio stanice i dve televizijske, lako je tad bilo izabrati. Šta ćemo sad? Da li je pesma uopšte mnogo bitna? Martin.
Derek.
he's the famous one. I'm not.
You are the famous one.
Oh, very famous, yeah.
I have an autograph. How about your show?
Tell me about the show.
About show
well, we... I present a daily magazine program on RTE Radio 1, which is the national broadcasting service in
like
Ireland.
Me.
Like you.
Yes.
And it's a speech radio, speech-based radio station. And we cover everything and anything from the birds singing in the morning as part of the dawn chorus to the Eurovision Song Contest. We do everything and anything. Recently we covered the first civil union in Ireland of 2K people because the law was passed in January in Ireland which made it legal for gay couples to join in a civil partnership.
Yes.
And we covered it on the radio only, what was it, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago thereabouts. So we do everything and anything you could possibly imagine.
Okay.
And here we are.
It is. Anything or everything?
Everything.
Imagine.
Everything you could possibly imagine, including the Eurovision Song Contest.
Which is fantastic, I have to say. I think the Germans are doing themselves.
Yes, it is. I'm amazed by the set. I'm just looking at a picture of the Hungarians there now. And actually, Hungary are one of the hotly tipped songs from this year's contest. As well as Jedward. Wait, I said, have you heard of Jedward?
What is Jedward?
Jedward are this year's Irish entry.
Sorry.
They will be last to sing.
Did you hear Nina?
Yes, I did.
Who is Nina?
Yeah, I know who Nina is.
I said no, I said Nina, thinking you meant Lena.
Derek doesn't know.
Which Nina, of course I know who Nina is representing Serbia this year.
Yeah, it's a really good
and
song.
And that guy of Chadwick.
Jedward. They are the two boys. The two boys.
Identical twins from Dublin.
I was joking.
And everybody loves them, apparently. And they're doing really well. And rumour has it that if all of your listeners vote for them, and bet for them on the same time, they might win money.
Really?
Yeah, so you got to tell all of your listeners to vote for Jedward, and then to put a small bet on. What currency do you use in Serbia?
Never mind that. We can't vote for him, because he is not in our group.
Oh, no!
Well, on me.
Oh, no, so you're on tonight?
Yeah.
And do you reckon you'll get through tonight?
Yes, I think so.
The competition is very stiff.
What do you think about Serbia, then?
Yes, I think it will get through. I hope it gets through. I think Israel get through. I think the best, I think the two countries to watch tonight are Russia and Azerbaijan. I think Azerbaijan will win the final.
Really?
Yeah.
The semi-final.
Yeah, sorry, tonight. Yeah. And I think Russia will come a very close second. I hope Serbia qualifies.
Hope.
Oh, well, no, I pray they do. Actually, can I just tell you about my favorite song in Serbian song in Eurovision? It was 2 years. It was the year that Serbia staged the contest. Do you remember that song?
That's
beautiful. Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you that because that was that was your best song.
Dragi slušalci, upravo nam jedan stež ovde ovdje ljudi iz Irske koji smatraju da će da se mole da bi Srbija prešla u drugi krug, ali to ćemo svi da radimo onako. Po proceni kladionica i ovde fanova, fanovska baza je ovde izuzetno jaka. Rusija i Izrael čuli ste i sami, pre svega Azerbejdžan ide u finale iz polufinala. I što ćemo da pitamo Martina, očigledno ima dobre procene i za dalje, a i vraćat ćemo se u prošlost. A Divan Derek, čuli ste radi televiziji Irske, radio Iska, radio Belfast, prvi program i tako to, pa da slušamo mi da se vratimo sada na te stare pesme, da možemo s Martinom, koji je očigledno zanimljiv sagovornik, jer Derek ne zna ni kako se zove naša pevačica, pa nisam htjela ni ja znam kako se zove njihov pevač, da analiziramo. Slušamo, Srki puštaju.
Don't close your heart to how you feel. Dream, and don't be afraid the dream's not real. Close your eyes, pretend it's just the two of us again. Make believe this moment's here to stay. Touch me the way you used to do. I know tonight could be all I'll have with you. From now on, you'll be with someone else instead of me. So tonight, let's fill this memory. For the last time, hold me now. Don't cry, don't say a word. Together, forever in love. What do you say when words are not enough? Time will be kind once we're apart. And your tears will have no place in your heart. I wish I could say how much I'll miss you when you're gone. How my love for you will go on and on. And hold me now, don't cry, don't say a word. Just hold me now and try to understand that I hope at last you found what you've been searching for. And though I won't be there anymore, I will always love you. Don't say a word, just hold me now. And I will know though we're apart, we'll always be together, forever in love. What do you say when words are not enough? What can I say now? My words are not enough.
I bito Johnny Logan sa drugom pesmom Hold Me Now. Prvo smo vam
imali... Oh, what a great song! Memories from 1987, Brussels the year.
Yeah.
The contest was held in Brussels. And it was the second time to do it. And history was made, really, because it's the first time that a singer who actually won the contest previous had come back and won it again. So it was... history, and after that, people called Johnny Logan Mr. Eurovision. as a result of that. And of course, to come back then in 92 to write a winning song and not perform it was something special as well. So yes, the three wins from Ireland from Johnny Logan are quite substantial.
Hvala najlepše, da, to su tri nastupa. Pa pitaćemo da li je to namještavka, ne može baš tri puta da se desi slučajno. Ali moram da vam predstavim, dragi slušatelji, jednog divnog gospodina koji je obezbedio ovdje nama studio, on je Thomas Morgenstern. So nice to meet you.
Hello, thank you. Finally. Nice to meet you too.
Koji je obezbedio nama sve tehničke uslove. Do sada imam još veći studio nego što sam juče imala i prosto ćemo ga pitati kako je tehnički zamislio i press center i naša komentatorska mesta. So, dear Thomas, how did you, you planned all your engineering, you planned all these studios? It is your plan.
Not really.
Really?
Not really. There's a very, very good staff here from Norddeutscher Rundfunk, NDR, we're doing most of this, all that planning stages and all these setups here, and we have some local companies here hired to build up this in quite only a short period of time. We started on April 4 actually, and now everything is finished and looks quite good, I think. Yeah,
wonderful. Negde oko 4. aprila, čuli ste, dragi slušalci, doma prosto ne prevodim sve, je počelo stvaranje ovog ogromnog kompleksa na Atlantskoj stazi, praktično kada je press center u pitanju, a i znate sami da je arena napravljena za potrebe fudbalskog tima Fortuna Düsseldorf i sada oni su se premestili da bi mi ovde svi uživali. Upravo je probala. Who was that?
We have just watched a Portuguese song.
We don't like Portuguese song.
Please, I hope there's no Portuguese people listening. I don't want to upset them, but their song isn't very strong this year. They had, for the last few years, they've had some really good strong songs, but unfortunately this year isn't one of them.
They will cry now. What can they do? I didn't want to tell you. Portuguese are listening my show.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It was Martin Jones, dear listeners.
I love Portugal. I've been to Portugal on several occasions. I will go back to Portugal and I will support Portugal again.
I was joking. sorry. I was joking.
Okay.
Tell me about this year. Again,
the standard is not as good in terms of the song quality as it has been for the last few years. The standard is down.
Slažemo se, dragi slušalci, da je standard lošiji. Yeah. Slažem se. I Martin Jones.
There are some good songs in it, namely France. France is absolutely stunning. The song is, I shouldn't really say this as an Irish man, but I should be really here supporting Jedward, but I have supported the Irish song as well. But in terms of a song and in terms of a performer, it's definitely France for me.
Dakle, ne voli ni irsku pesmu, koliko smo mogli da zaključim. Thomas, what about you? Did you listen something?
Well, occasionally, during the rehearsals, I had the chance to listen to and to watch to some of the performances here. And some of them were quite interesting, and some of them were actually really good. Mm. And what I really appreciated is when they were doing some funny stuff there at the press conference.
Yes, so it is the best thing.
I cannot remember which country it was, but they made an a cappella version of Satellite, the winning song from last year, very brilliantly. And some of them are doing quite funny stuff there at the press conference.
Ah, kako lepo pričengleski. Da, thank you. Kolega iz VDR-a, Thomas Morgenstern, koji je postavio ovde sve u ovom divnom studiju. Takve su procene, volimo ljude ovde koji se prošetaju, jer svi su mnogo divni, pre svega i mnogo ljubazni, lepo vaspitani, a sad ne moramo svaku pesmu da volimo. We don't have to like every song if we...
No,
that's
the beauty of Eurovision, is that people have different tastes and different style. And that's what works.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's what makes it work. I might like something and you might hate it, and then you might like something and I might hate it. So Eurovision has different tastes and it moves on and it grows, and that's what's really good about it. There's some really good songs in it. I mean, the Swedish song is really good. I would say the second semi is probably stronger than the first in terms of of the songs, which is good for Serbia, because Serbia might get out of the semi tonight.
Opet o nama po Srbiji, ovaj divni Martin Jones. drugo polfinalno veče je mnogo bolje, to znamo i mi, bar po kladionicama, kada je u pitanju ta glasanja koja će se obaviti. U stvari, sinoć se već obavila glasanja, o tome ćemo vam kasnije pričati. I molim vas još jednom da vas podsjetimo, budite i večeras u 9 sati, pardon, sa nama. Katrina and the Waves.
1997 in Dublin.
Love Shine a Light.
Yes.
Sing.
Love, shine a light. I have a really terrible voice. No. In every corner of the... I didn't know I was going to have to be singing.
Love, shine a light. In every corner of the world.
Let the love light carry. Let the love light carry. I'm not going any further. No.
Thank you so much. Idemo sad, dragi slušalci, u prošlost, vraćamo se. I ovo je bila pobednička pesma, da, lepo vam je objasnio Martin. Slušamo još neku stariju. Sad ćemo čujemo koju smo vam pripremili.
Un jour se lèvera sur trois branches de lilas qu'un enfant regardera.
Se stvarala legenda jugoslovenskog rock'n'rolla. Prva četiri albuma Bajage i Instruktora. Bajaga i Instruktori na ekskluzivnom box setu PGP RTS-a. Engleski kroz pesmu za najmlađe. Lisac Fox i prijatelji. Mačka Cat. Ovca Ship. Majmun Monkey. I ostali na novom CD-u pevaju, pričaju i uče engleski sa vašim mališanima. Engleski kroz pesmu. Novi CD PGP RTS-a za najmlađe. Skoči lisac Fox iz kutije zvane Vox. Eko.
Istog trena velika. Pesma Eurovizije 2011. Utorak 10. maj, prvo polufinale u 21 čas. Srbija nastupa pod rednim brojem 6. Podržimo Ninu i našu čarobnu pesmu. Dajmo svoj doprinos uspehu petog učešća Srbije na pesmi Eurovizije. Njemu ja sam dobra, baš kakva jesam, čovek je
čaroban. Imagine the lighting rig.
Da, upravo gledamo probu i dalje traje treća generalna proba. Nastupa Azerbejdžan po proceni mnogih. Jedan od favorita, u svakom slučaju će večeras dobiti najviše glasova. Hajde vidimo da li je bio u pravu. Martin, proverit ćemo večeras. A kada je naša Nina u pitanju, ona je već probala i zajedno sa pratećim vokalima Tijanom Bogićević, Saškom Janković i Sanjom Bogosavljević. Sada negde ruča, imalo odmara da bi se sredila i obuklo da večeras u 9 sati nastupi. Polufinalna i finalna takmičenja, kao što smo vam rekli, održavaju se u Esprit Areni u Düsseldorfu. To je renovirani fudbalski stadion domaćeg kluba Fortuna Düsseldorf i čiji je kapacitet zbog potrebe Bine, koja je ogromna, evo sada gledamo Tomas Martin i ja, stvarno je ogromna, smanjena 25.000 mesta. I pošto je Tomas tako čovjek iz branše ovdje na licu mjesta, pitaću ga da li je onako neke stvari, da li su rasprodata prosto mesta. Will arena will be full tonight or on the semifinals? Do you know anything about the tickets?
I'm not sure if there are any tickets available.
And I know Saturday night is completely and utterly sold out.
Yeah. In December.
Because I'm speaking from one of the people who haven't got a ticket for Saturday night, I can tell you. But I think there may be, excuse me, one or two tickets left for tonight. I know Thursday night is gone as well.
Voila, thank you.
But, you know, it's hugely popular. People buy their tickets now online, and, you know, and it's great. I remember the Eurovisions before going by, you were not allowed to buy a ticket. You had to be invited.
Really?
Yes. So now and what's really good about the Eurovision Song Contest now is that people who want to attend it can attend it if they're lucky enough to be able to get a ticket online or buy a ticket. That was never the case going back in the 90s and the early 2000s.
But it was better songs then.
No, I mean, I don't think so. I mean, you could argue this point out forever and ever that there were better songs back then. But Eurovision needs to change, and songs change, and people's taste in music change. I mean, the fact that I love a song that's 30, 40 years old from 1972, I also like some of the songs in this year that will go down as great songs. I like some of the songs from last year. Songs move on, people change, and people's taste in music change, technology changes. And that's what the Eurovision needs to do. It can't be stuck back there. It needs to grow.
Pa upravo je bio Martin, potpuno Martin Jones, dragi slušalci, Eurovision fan, tako smo ga predstavili, došao je direktno iz Irske, poznaje sve i zna sve o čemu se radi. Lepo je da vreme se menja, pesme se menjaju, ljudi se menjaju, tehnologija, pa tako, šta da radimo? Ne treba nešto uzimati mnogo ozbiljno. VDR, kad je u pitanju ovde jako značajan, i moram pitati Tomasa da li prvi put radi Eurovision? Are you first time on Eurovision?
For me, yes, definitely, and I think it will be my last, because
why?
We will never win again within the next 20 years, I suppose.
Well, what do you think of Lena coming back and doing it again this year?
I'm not sure if
there
that's
was
a good
it
idea.
Was, it was, can I just say that it was very much debated in within Germany whether this was a good idea
or
not.
It is still, yeah.
Because she's already won it, and why would she come back so soon? I know other artists have come back, but it's always been a space of time since. Tell me, do you know what the reason was for her coming back?
I think that was pretty much sorted when she was won, because it was immediately announced after she had won.
Yeah.
So they must be having any thoughts about that.
Yeah, because I know from reading the online polls and on the internet and all of that, is that people are very much, it's 50-50 whether they agree with it or not. Mm-hmm. And the song, have you heard the German song?
Yes, wonderful. I love it.
I despise it. I hate it. And I love her. I think she's fantastic. I just really hate the song.
Yeah, I think it was not supposed the song was not supposed to win again.
Yeah.
So maybe that was one of
the reasons. Okay, so that's a very good question. That's a very
no one can afford two Eurovision song contests.
Well, Ireland
in a row, apart from Ireland.
Look at the state of Ireland now.
Divan razgovor. Pa da, sad onako čovjek je Martin onako potpuno ga ponela sada tema i savjetuje Tomasa da bi mogao da bi nemačka pesma možda mogla opet da pobedi. Ja sam pokušala da podržim Tomasa, mada Martin ne voli nemačku pesmu, ali verujem da ste vi sve to shvatili. A Tomas kaže da prosto je i teško dva put finansirati za redom ovaj veliki poduhvat, jer stvarno mnogo košta. It costs a lot. Do you know something about the budget?
Yeah, 12 million euros in total, yeah.
20 miliona evra.
Yeah. And I think 3 million for the alternative stadium for Fortuna Düsseldorf here in the backyard here.
Ooh, wow.
Da, samo premeštanje, dragi slušalci.
Well, in terms of sorry.
Prvo Martina,
in terms of 12 million, actually 12 million is not bad, because Russia 2 years ago paid 24.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
and Serbia?
Serbia didn't spend 12 million.
Dobili ste podatke koliko zemalja potrošio.
You know, in terms of television shows, you get two hours of... you get 7 hours of television altogether. Mm-hmm. There's also a sell-through DVD, which people buy afterwards. I'm not defending the cost of it, really, but I just think 12 million... I'm just looking over here, I can see a stunning set. Absolutely beautiful. The lighting, the whole design is just magnificent. And we were just saying... Because I only arrived today. When we arrived, it kind of brings a bit of life and a bit of feeling to the whole thing. And we were just praying that Ireland would win because we need it so badly.
Okay, fingers crossed.
Znači, opet moramo da vidimo Zirsko, ali nije Johnny Logan, tako da šta da radimo. Evo, dragi slušatelji, ja slušamo dalje neke pesme koje su pobedile na Euroviziji.
Hij zat zo boordevol muziek, hij zong voor groot en klein publiek. Hij maakte blij, melancholiek, de troubadour. Voor ridders in de hoge zaal, zong hij een stoere sterke taal. Een lang en bloederig verhaal, de troubadour. Maar ook het werkvolk uit de schuur, hoorde zijn lied vol avontuur. Hoorde bij het nachtelijke keukenvuur de troubadour, de troubadour. En in de herberg van de stad zong hij een drinklied op het nacht. Voor wie nog staan kon en wie zat, de troubadour, de troubadour. Als geen mens het wonder ziet, de troubadour. Van vrouwen in fluweel of grijs, zong hij de harten van de wijs. Zijn liefdeslied ging mee op reis, de troubadour. Hij zong voor boeren op het land, een kerelslied van eigen hand. Hij was van elke rang en stand, de troubadour, de troubadour. Zong hij heel zijn leven lang, zijn eigen lied, zijn eigen zang. Toch gaat de dood gewoon zijn gang, de troubadour, de troubadour. Toen werd het stil, het lied was uit, enkel wat modder tot besluit. Maar wie getroost werd door zijn lied, vergeet hem niet. Hij zat zo boordevol muziek, hij zong voor groot en klein publiek. Hij maakte blij, melancholiek, de troubadour. Oh, la, 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 la.
Slušajte Radio Beograd 1, emisiju Ritam popodneva direktno iz Nemačke. Ovde smo u Düsseldorfu, u jednom lepom okrugu. I ja ću da iskoristim priliku još malo da pričam sa Tomasom Morgenšternom. Njegov prezime Morgenstern, pardon, dragi slušalci, Morning Star. To je prevod. This is translate of your name.
Yeah.
Morning like. Star, I like. I am Epstein, it is nothing. It is nothing and stone. Epp and stone. Never mind.
So you're related to Katja Epstein, the famous...
Yeah.
Okay.
And Brian Epstein.
Brian Epstein.
Yeah. I have all money from Brian. So, da, ali imaju tu divnu pevačicu Katju Epstein i prije kada onako me pitaju da li sam čula za nju uopšte. pre nego što se išalimo. Can I ask you about Düsseldorf more and about Köln and these places around?
I'm not quite an expert in when it comes to Düsseldorf, and I'm only working in Cologne. I'm not living there, actually.
Really?
I was grown up in Dortmund, which is North Rhine-Westphalia, 80 kilometers away. And I'm working for WDR Germany, the public broadcaster in North Rhine-Westphalia. And the Funkhaus in Köln, there's my office.
Okay, tell us about Dortmund.
Well, Dortmund has just became a football champion this year.
Yeah.
You might have heard about that. And they are pretty enthusiastic about that. And on Sunday, there's a big celebration on the biggest street of Dortmund, so pretty much crowded there.
Da, Dortmund je grad koji je po fudbalu ipak značajniji, a dragi slušatelji, slušajte Ritam popodneva svaki dan, još i do petka, sredu i četvrtak i petak, pričat ćemo više i o ovom divnom gradu u kome se nalazimo, to je grad odakle i Schumann, tu su živjeli Klara i Robert Schumann, Kraftwerk su ovde, i svašta nešto ima mnogo lepo da se vidi u Düsseldorfu. To ćemo sutra više da pričamo kada padnu tenzije posle današnjeg prvog polufinala, koji su, kao što čujete po procenama, današnje polufinale je lošije od onog koje će se desiti 12. maja. E onda ide veliko finale i prenos i na Radio Beogradu u subotu od 9. uveče, pre toga služite nas i večeras od 9. Pa ćemo da vidimo, da navijamo svi zajedno. A evo, sada probu upravo grčki pevač. Idemo ja nađem grčkog pevača od prošle godine, dragi slušatelji, da nam bude gost, to je moj prijatelj Jorgos Alkeos, ovog mladog gnezda. A mi slušamo špansku pobednicu 7, 8, 9, 10, ja mislim 71. ili tako nešto.
Quantas noches vagando por mil caminos sin fin, cuántas noches callando, cuánto te quise decir. Una profunda esperanza y un eco lejano me hablaba de ti. Desde que llegaste ya no vivo llorando, vivo cantando, vivo soñando. Solo quiero que me digas qué está pasando, que estoy temblando de estar junto a ti. Desde que llegaste ya no vivo llorando, vivo cantando, vivo soñando. Pero me pregunto que tu amor hasta cuándo podré guardarlo muy dentro de mí.
Close to you. the thought of your kiss is exciting. So hold me and don't keep me waiting. Come closer and love me tonight. That's right. Come closer and cuddle me tight. My heart goes boom, bang, bang.
Slušajte Ritam popodneva Radio Beograda 1. Lepo sarađujemo sa studijom u Beogradu. Tamo smo već pripremili divnu muziku da slušate. Dakle, cijele nedelje pobedničke pesme Eurovizije, od kojih su neke fenomenalne, kao što je upravo ovi fenomenalni izvođači. Ovo je bila Lulu, legendarna. I znate šta još da vam kažemo? Juče su u stvari pečatirani glasovi žirije, jer kako se, kakav je princip Eurovizije, da pola glasova, i princip je 50-50%, pola glasova daje nacionalni eksperti, onako žiri, kako su već mislila pola, slušalci i gledalci, fanovi praktično, ali onih zemalja samo koji će nastupiti, tako da mi naprav neće imati Švedsku da glasa za nas ili Nemačku, to je greota, šta da radimo, bit će bolje sledeći put. U svakom slučaju, ako ste u prilici da glasate, mi ćemo vam reći i brojeve telefona koji će se večeras biti prikazati, na koje u toku večerašnjeg nastupa možete da glasate. Da slušamo još malo, pa da neke lepe pesme, pa ćemo da vam najavimo još šta ćemo raditi večeras.
Snowdrops and daffodils, butterflies and bees, sailboats and fishermen, things of the sea, wishing early morning dew.
Radio Beograd 1 u Düsseldorfu na Euroviziji, da uživamo svi zajedno, ne mora sve da baš i da nam se svidi, tako nećemo ni postaviti stvari. Ono što nam se sigurno sviđa, to su divni domaćini koji su, kao što ste čuli, koliko uložili, 22 miliona evra, da bi nama bilo lepo. Čujete u pozadini možda i probu, i dalje Grci probaju, još koji put, pa se ne, boga mi, otišli smo dalje. I tako je lepo, kada je Nemačka u pitanju, kada su te probe u pitanju, danas je se desila jedna lepa stvar, kada je delegacija Srbije u pitanju. Naime, Lena se pojavila u Düsseldorfskoj areni i na sopstvenu inicijativu, noseći doručak, izrazila je želju da upozna našu Ninu i da se njom provede neko vreme u oči nastupa. I tako da je to bio jako mnogo lep gest koji je oduševio sve nas prisutne. Kako su ljubazni, kakvi su to domaćini. Nina nam ima tremu, dakle to smo apsolvirali, nadamo se da će se biti kako treba do večeras i budite uz Radio Beograd 1, toplo vam preporučujemo jer ćemo raditi prenos. U studiju će biti Tanja Zeljković, ja ću biti ovde u Düsseldorfskoj areni u lepom studiju koji su nam naši domaćini priuštili. Ostalo je još da vam kažemo da je ovde lepo vreme, toplo i da nam je mnogo drago što smo čuli da je u Beogradu konačno počelo sunce da sije. I otprilike to je to. Zahvaljujemo vam i na današnjem druženju. Sa vama su bili u studiju Radio Beograda 1 Srđan Đorić i Veselin Maldaner. Ovde u areni divne kolege iz nemačkog VDR-a. A moje ime je Katarina Epštin. Budite večeras s nama u 9, a od sutra ponovo u 4 u Ritmu popodneva da vidimo kako smo prošli.